countries in Poland, and it's like a really heavy thing. The resurgence of fascism is like big. And of course, the collaboration with the governments and the fascists is also a real big crisis. And I think, you know, it was amazing. I got to stay at a former East German family's home that night after the protest, because my driver, the person that was going to take me to Stuttgart, got busted for wearing a bandana. And
gang colors, perhaps?
That kind of thing, gang bandanas. And then, I stayed at their house, and they could almost nobody, the son could speak a little bit of English, but we could kind of get along and figure out what we were talking about. And they were really outraged about capitalism, and they hated the West German police. They were like throwing their bodies into them and attacking them when the riot attacked them. So they would fight back really strongly when the riot police would crash into the demonstration and try to break up the demonstration. That was a really heavy scene, and they were having this bad, you know, they were going through hell because they lost their jobs and they lost everything, and now they're having to pay rent to a West German person for a house that they'd had for free for years. So they were like kind of freaked out completely by this.
A lot of anti-immigrant feeling, anti-Turk feeling.
Well, you know, of course, I mostly hung with people that were, you know, working against that, you know, move, you know, against the anti-immigrant movement, but you know, there is a really big thing, you know, with that. It's pretty heavy.
Well, you're back in San Francisco.
Uh-huh.
And what do you see? Have you looked around and you have any sense of how things have changed in the last 4 months, or are you sort of still kind of getting your bearing?
My first impressions. I've only been here a couple of days, and I've been in the U.S. only a couple of weeks, but you know, this country is the most fascist country in many regards, and it's really a sick. It's the whole energy and brutality of the U.S. is something that is becomes even more apparent when you know.
How do you? Why do you say that? I mean, have you been beaten up since you got back?
Oh, just the just the amount of times you have. I never had any interactions, with the exception of being ID'd going to this anti-fascist protest with cops all the time. You kind of just went around and did stuff, and no one anticipated having interactions with police all the time. And since I've been back, I've been you know, hassled by police repeatedly. You know.
In what way?
Oh, just like in driving and so on like that. You know, just being.
Is this because of the police know you and are targeting you, or just because?
No, it's just the way, I think in part it's just the whole atmosphere that there's like a, so, you know, like in most, like, you know, in Europe you can hang around and drink a beer on the 9 in the morning and park your car like on the, you know, like on.
Are there sleeping bans in Europe? I mean, if you try and sleep in your vehicle, are you arrested?
Less likely, but that is, but people are really, they call it that America is exporting their laws to Europe. This is now just starting up, but people are very clear. This is a U.S. Export that is happening specifically for the to meet the policies of the WTO, basically, and which is really what it's about. It's about
the World Trade Organization.
Yeah, the World Trade Organization. It's about this austerity program, you know.
Now, we recently, and some of us work on homeless newspapers in the United States, and there's, of course, a big paper called The Big Issue throughout Europe and England, particularly. We've been having a controversy here because The Big Issue has arrived in Los Angeles over the objections of the American homeless paper Making Change in Santa Monica. And I think
that's really pretty outrageous that The Big Issue would be that rude. It's not being that rude in Europe. It's not totally cannibalizing the street sheet, the homeless papers in most of Germany yet. But it's a very bad sign to see that it's willing to do that.
How is The Big Issue regarded in Europe and England?
Oh, I think overall, like, you know, the liberal community thinks the big, you know, they always go, oh, well, look, we have The Big Issue, you know, they want to tell you about that. And then the radicals are like, it's too connected to corporate interests, you know, the kind of hip capitalist that's going on.
Did you see many homeless papers, many street papers in Germany and Switzerland?
Yeah, almost every town has one. You know, there's homeless street papers in most of the major cities. You know, Berlin has them, Cologne. Cologne, Hamburg, Bedefield, Frankfurt, almost all, Gardhausen. Everywhere you go, you see people selling homeless people selling newspapers.
So are you going to be in San Francisco for a while?
Oh, for a little while, yeah. I'm going to go. I have to go back to Kansas in June to organize for the. I'm doing two things: a food drive for the people of Chiapas, and that Leonard came up with this idea that we should try to like.
Keith McKinney talking with Robert Morse, co-founder of Food Not Bombs. Speaking of which, Food Not Bombs is going on right now at the Clock Tower Sunday, every Saturday and Sunday at 1 o'clock. If you'd like to help Food Not Bombs, their phone number is 425-3345, I believe. Let me double check myself. Yeah. And they are in need of a storage shed where they can keep a refrigerator and several bike carts. I said that, Robert. Thank you. Yeah, 425-3345. If you know someone that has available space for a storage shed or some type of similar secure space where they can keep a refrigerator and some bike carts, please let them know. Also, volunteers are needed. They need someone with a car or very strong legs to do a pickup of produce at the Saturday Cabrillo Farmers Market. For Cabrillo's Farmers Market has been nice enough to donate some food to Food Not Bombs so that we can feed people for free in the streets without a bunch of religious dogma and without... they can actually serve themselves, basically, you know, without any meat in it. Healthy, non-violent food there at Food Not Bombs down by the Clock Tower right now. This is Reckless. I wanted to start that tape. We're fucking it up in a fuck society with music and issues for brainwashed children. I'm going to start out. I got some stuff to read for you today.